oversight, we should be talking about taxes, 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 and his bank account, his bank account, his bank account, his financial statements, statements, statements. Because that's where I think actually some of the most troubling practices are with direct relevance to the American people under the...
There you go, AOC saying no more talking about the Russian collusion. We need to talk about taxes, 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 business, business, business. Old Nadler, who's the chair of the Judiciary Committee, has dropped, what, 80 requests for various pieces of paper, including the taxes and that sort of stuff, as they get into that. And as said the Mueller report aside, what we need to get into is, so they just have moved on from that. And the real proof to me that the word on the street is the Mueller report's going to have nothing there there for impeachment and Russian collusion mm-hmm. is the fact that Don Jr. was out today saying the Mueller report needs to come out fully. Every bit of it needs to come out full transparency.
Wow.
So you've had the sides kind of switch on that. It's clearly somebody's leaking now.
Yeah, something's out.
Nah, there's not going to be anything worth pursuing for impeachment out of the Mueller report. So now it's going to move on to family taxes and that sort of stuff, and that'll be a completely different sort of conversation for the country.
Boy, I'm not saying this because I hope it's true. If they go big on, you know, some apartment complex, Trump undervalued it in
golf
2006.
Courses. Got a
or
couple
a golf course.
Couple examples of golf courses that AOC brought up during the hearing last week.
And they go big on that, and they're talking about that all the time. What's going to be the reaction from the American voter, average American voter? I'm not sure it's going to be what they think it's going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. From the crowd that's already bothered by him and that, of course, they'll hate that. But will it the people that can be persuaded one way or the other? I don't know. I don't know, but it is going to be a political question.
Do you feel that someone should be allowed to have a property, a valuation of that property that is one thing for insurance and a different thing for taxes?
Well, from what I understand, that is the way it works anyway under the law. But if he was exaggerating as much as AOC claimed, $50 million when he was barring against it and saying it was worth, it's worth, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks when he's paying the taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I got to admit to some curiosity about how that works, because nobody's ever taken my word for how much a property is worth when I borrowed against it.
No,
they researched it rather carefully, and we're talking about middling sums in local credit unions.
Yeah,
not borrowing against some giant office building.
I don't know
what's
how that
all about.
I don't know, because I've never had that opportunity either. So the question will be, though, if say he did that sort of thing. Is that a boot somebody out of office sort of situation? Or I assume guys like him do that sort of thing. Doesn't mean I like it. I just assume that that's the way the rich and powerful get to live. Doesn't mean I like it. But do you get booted out of office for that? I guess we'll have that discussion in America.
My prediction is that, for instance, I think the American people are going to react to those out of office investigations the same way people reacted to the unrelated to his presidency accusations and investigations of Barack Obama. The Benghazi stuff that was in office, that was policy, and that was mostly Hillary. The Fast and Furious thing that was in office, that was a policy with Eric Holder and the rest of it. And there was a lot of pushback and fatigue over that, and that were things that he did in office. The stuff about, you know, being a Kenyan and smoking pot in high school or whatever, people reacted to that either with an eye roll or shut up. And I'm thinking the Democrats are making a miscalculation. Unless it turns out the guy's just a complete serial criminal that could, you know, dampen turnout. But this feels like a mistake to me. We'll see.
It's a completely new chapter, though. It all changed in the last couple of days. We are on to a new thing.
Amazing.
Now. Yeah, it really is. And we'll
Mueller
never...
report. Nobody cares about the Mueller report. It's the taxes. Really?
That happened fast.
Wow.
So is the lesson out of Luke Perry, don't smoke?
Is he a smoker?
He is, big time smoker.
Yeah, God dang it. Yeah.
It doesn't help with the whole having a stroke.
No, stroke is not a joke, man.
You didn't rhyme that on purpose.
No. Everybody worries about heart attacks. Trust me, as a guy with high blood pressure, it's worth worrying about strokes.
I don't have that, luckily. High blood pressure, mine's low. Oh, I just saw they got a new drug for a depression that you squirt up your nose. A nasal spray for depression that they think is out going to be out soon.
Hey, I'm depressed and I got a dry nose. This is the best day ever.
This headline got my attention. Next time a hot new product comes out, buy the stock instead. If you're really into a product and you think this is huge, this is going to be huge. Instead of, and they use this example, 1987, your kids wants a pair of Nike Air Max, the hot shoe that came out in 1987. And I don't remember it, but apparently everybody thought it was going to be a big deal. And they were hard to find. Instead of spending that $75 at the time on the shoes, if you'd have put $75 in Nike stock, just $75, it would now be worth $62,000.
Yikes.
Now, that's the most extraordinary example that they have here, but they have a bunch of other ones that are pretty interesting, and it would be significant. If you'd have bought Tesla stock when you first heard about it, when the Model S came out in 2016, which is not that many years ago, instead of buying the car, so you're into the car, that's the whole point of this thing. Instead of buying the product, buy the stock.
Ah, yeah.
Or you can do both,
yeah,
as you pointed out. But the car was $71,000. If you'd have thought, I really like these cars, I think they're a good idea, which you probably did if you bought the car, if you'd have put that much money in the stock, you would have about $25,000 more than that now. It's almost $100,000. Mm-hmm. The car is obviously worth less as it goes down in price, and the amount of money you spend on the car is up to about $100,000.
A lot harder to make my neighbors jealous with a stock portfolio.
True. That is part of the problem with a lot of these things, is am I trying to, like, have chicks dig me, or my neighbors jealous, or my family think I'm successful, or have a comfortable retirement? That's in the future. I only care about today. When Nintendo's GameCube came out, and people thought it was a big deal, instead of spending $199 on that at the time, blah, 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 it'd be worth a lot more money.
That's interesting to me, because the GameCube is fully on, like, in the middle of Nintendo's kind of video game thing, right? You're not getting in on the ground floor of a burgeoning video game industry. Like, that was already an established thing.
Sure.
And it actually reminds me of one of the reasons why I seriously got into this, it became a part of the investor class when I did, was I believe it was an email on this show that was talking about people who left the movie theater when they saw Forrest Gump. And the plot of Forrest Gump was, how did Forrest make his money? Well, he invested early in Apple. Mm-hmm. And people walked out and be like, oh man, I missed it. If only I had invested in Apple back when Forrest Gump did. Well, if you put money into Apple the day you walked out of that theater, you would have been even better in position than the initial one, right? This notion that you've somehow missed out on the investment gains kind of really stuck into my head.
Mm-hmm. I got to keep my eye out for the hot stuff. So when Prime Service came out for Amazon, if you thought that was a good idea, you spent the $79 for the Prime Service, and that was 2005. That's not that long ago. It'd now be worth $3,600. You know, that's not life-changing, but that's a good investment. iPhone, it was instant to me when I got my first iPhone right after it came out in 2007 that this is going to be huge. Did I take advantage of that? Of course I didn't. Instead of spending the $500 on the phone, if I would have just put $500 in stock, it'd now be worth $7,100. Only $500. So obviously if it invested, you know, a decent amount, you'd have some serious money.
A quick show of hands among the audience. I have psychic powers. I can see you. Who is enjoying this segment and thinks, yeah, I'm going to do that in the future? Okay. Who of you is also angry and depressed at this segment? Yeah, oh, there we go. There, yeah, me too. Yeah.
I put my money on the Zune.
The Zune!
He sold everything.
It's going to be better than the iPod, the Zune.
Please, iPod, it's a stupid name, stupid product. Zune for me, he said. Sold everything. He sold a kidney to the Chinese at the time, didn't you, Michael?
I don't know. I might take advantages in the future.
I like the idea of any time you're excited about a product, just remember that. Think, invest, don't buy. Or invest and buy, but...
I tried to
internalize that for years.
Gotta
I'm
make sure
stupid.
It's not a fad. I put $150,000 in fidget spinners.
Mm.
Everybody had them. I thought this is going to be the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's now worth $0.
I mean,
that would be true. Probably.
I have an entire second home full of Beanie Babies.
Full disclosure, when I hear of a new kind of thing or some sort of product, one of the first things I do is this company publicly traded? It's a reflex that I'm working on honing.
Yeah.
The positive Sean portfolio skyrocketing in value.
It's just a good
idea. It's having a good day today.
The iPhone is the biggest one to me. That's the one that'll haunt me the rest of my life. Dude, you recognized in that first week, this has changed everything. Throw him a couple dollars, you idiot.
So a great note from one of my favorite listener correspondents about how the modern world works, specifically social media and social justice outrage and that sort of thing, has to do with an upcoming Smash Marvel movie, the Captain Marvel movie.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that, among other things.
That's one of your superheroes?
Sure it is. Yeah, apparently it is.
Okay. You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Remember, as you're enjoying this fabulous podcast of the radio show, you can also get the Armstrong and Getty One More Thing podcast and Armstrong and Getty Extra Large, our long-form interviews, available via the iTunes podcast app and the iHeart app.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Unfortunately, have a celebrity death. King Kong Bundy, legendary WWE heel, dead at 61.
Oh, I remember him.
6'4", 458 pounds. That's a very big guy. I mention this because
it's a big guy who wore a wrestling singlet.
I mention this because that's two. We had Luke Perry die yesterday of a stroke. King Kong Bundy's died. Celebrity is coming three, so yes, I'm just saying, Betty clearly. White, don't climb any ladders today. That's what
I'm
saying.
Oh, boy. So your perv of the week has got to be Kellen Winslow II, the former NFL star and son of an all-time great San Diego Charger, Kellen Winslow Sr. He was out on bail after being charged with raping two women in Encinitas, California last year. And raping an unconscious teenager in 03. So, a guy who's pretty clearly guilty of, and yes, that is a prejudgment. I've read about these cases. Pretty clearly guilty of raping three women is out on bail. That's really interesting. He's also been accused of lewd conduct in the past and the rest of it. Well, while he was out on bail, he engaged in lewd conduct in front of a 77-year-old woman at a gym. Two separate occasions last month. You know, I've got to ask Vista Superior Court Judge Blaine Bowman. He was ordered to remain on house arrest, but Judge Blaine Bowman then ordered Winslow to be jailed without bail. Thank you, Your Honor. Well done. I was going to say, a guy who, number one, is you know, accused of multiple rapes, and then is pleasuring himself in front of old ladies at gyms, still out on the street?
Serious
Who
problems.
Said, hey, you go back to house arrest? Who was that? That's insane. That is a crazy, crazy person.
Yeah.
Wow, that's... I get compulsive behavior, but you're already in serious trouble and you can't stop yourself? That's a person who has no control over
themselves.
A person
that needs to be locked up.
I'd say, good Lord. Then on a lighter note, because everything's a lighter note, I don't know, did you follow the controversy about the new Marvel movie, Captain Marvel?
Anytime I see a supposed controversy and there's a new movie coming out, I assume it's made up to get publicity for the movie.
That's a very solid assumption. In this case, it appears to be real. Stupid, but real. So Brie Larson is the hottie who's in the star of the new Marvel movie, okay?
It's a female superhero?
Well, she's the star of it.
And yes, Jack, a female superhero.
And that's
I thought all your superheroes were men except for Wonder Woman.
No, that's just inaccurate.
So anyway, she's the latest hot chick who we're supposed to care about. Every time I see her name, Brie Larson, I think of the delicious creamy cheese. Anyway.
Wow.
So she's the star and said something at a press junket This is, I'm quoting liberally, snurdly, from Ryan in Houston's note. She said something at a press junket that she wants fewer white males at her junkets. Too many white males out there. Oh, how delightfully woke. Well, that statement sends a group of people rushing to write bad reviews on Rotten Tomatoes trying to tank the opening.
Oh, boy.
Those statements
lead... I hate the modern world.
Oh,
I mention
I'm telling
that?
You, this is the modern world in a capsule. Those statements lead to the woke warriors writing stories about how good... About, I'm sorry, not how good or bad the movie is, but about how great it is that a woman is leading the charge in a Marvel universe. Also, there is a cat in the movie, Sean. Yes. So
the fact that the cat's getting so much attention pre-release actually makes me worried about the movie. I'm going to see this opening day, by the way.
But so anyway, that was the counter wave of reviews about how great it is there's a woman involved. This leads to more false reviews about how the movie is bad because they are trying too hard to be social justice warrior instead of making a good movie. Also, all the talk about the cat. All over a silly movie about a woman fighting aliens. Mm. Come on in, China, writes Ryan from Houston.
I thought Captain Marvel was a guy.
No.
No? Okay.
It's a gal in this one?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Perfect. Meow.
Tucker Carlson weighing in there.
God That's dang beautiful. It. So, you gotta...
so nobody even spends a second thinking about how good the movie it is. It just becomes a social justice war on Rotten Tomatoes. And another good, decent thing in America gets ruined.
So you're probably being confused by the Marvel representation of Captain Marvel and then the DC representation of Captain Marvel, a.k.a. Shazam. Now, you kind of went by both names at times.
Okay.
It was billed as Captain Marvel's Adventures under the title Shazam. So maybe that's where the...
It was like Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, that sort of thing. Captain Marvel, Shazam.
Right.
So, yes. Man, I sure wish I had the sort of free time where you go on and review movies to make some sort of political statement. I'm going to give this one, say I liked this movie that I haven't seen because I like the politics of the actress involved.
You know, I...
Wow.
Do we still have that... dang it. I was going to make a good point, but there's no time now. No time now.
No time for good points.
Nope. Ain't that something.
Come on in, China.
Right? Slave to the clock.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Trump blasting...
China!
Trump blasting Democratic leaderships as stone cold crazy. AOC hit with campaign finance misconduct charges.
Man,
and Forbes out with its 2019 richest billionaires list.
Fantastic. Something for everyone to like or hate. That's what we try to provide every single day. On the Armstrong and Getty Show. Phillips.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on in the world.
Well, President Trump is upset. He is slamming investigations of him, his administration, and associates by the Democratic-led House. Trump tweeting this morning, quote, "Now that they realize the only collusion with Russia was done by crooked Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, Nadler, Schiff, and the Dem heads of the committees have gone stone cold crazy. 81 letters sent to innocent people to harass them. They won't get anything done for the country now." Then Trump tweeted all in caps, presidential harassment, exclamation point.
So David Axelrod, who ran Barack Obama's campaign, tweeted out, maybe I'm missing something, but the hazard of an omnibus document demand by House Judiciary versus discrete serial ones is that however legitimate the areas of inquiry, the wide-ranging nature of it is too easily playing into the witch hunt meme. I would say that is true. He, as a political strategist, believes that this is going to help the idea that, look, you're just going after anything, any way you can to damage.
Jack, there are a lot of fancy pants words in that there quote. Me, I'm kind of homespun. Here's what he's saying. Saying, we're subpoenaing records about Trump's taxes and his real estate investments and Ivanka's house and his cars and everything. And his golf game, and if he cheats. And
the inaugural this
week. Right, the inaugural, just everything. Everything they can think of and demanding documents on all of it. Yes, it looks like you're just trying to take down the man and finding any route to that.
Well, I think it's interesting that David Axelrod sees that as a political concern.
Oh, yeah.
I think Nancy Pelosi probably does, too, but
we'll
see. Oh,
I guarantee you. I'll bet you're right, yeah.
A conservative group is reportedly filing a complaint with the Federal Elections Commission against New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. According to the filing by the Daily Caller News Foundation, Ocasio-Cortez, chief of staff...
When's the last time anybody listening right now has gone a day without hearing her name in the last... since she came on the scene?
If it happened, I don't recall it.
She's as omnipresent as the word Trump. Anyway, back to you.
She got them realtor eyes.
She got realtor eyes.
Oh, she got them. Yep.
AOC's chief of staff allegedly violated campaign finance law by funneling nearly $1 million in contributions to private companies he also controls.
Yeah, we'll have a reporter on that later on for those who are gifted with the fourth hour of the show. If not, grab a podcast.
The chief of staff is described as, quote, a progressive millionaire. Reports state that Michael Cohen's attorney discussed a possible pardon with President Trump's legal team. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Stephen Ryan brought up the possibility of a pardon after FBI agents had tore through Cohen's home, hotel room, and office last year.
Yeah, I would have too.
The report says it was inferred that Cohen would consider cooperating with prosecutors if he wasn't pardoned.
No way.
Yes, yes. Forbes is out with its new 2019 billionaires list, just released. Are you ready for the top 8 richest people in the world?
If I hear my name, I'm out.
Top 8 richest people in the world, and I do believe number 8 has slipped a bit in the rankings. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg comes in at number 8 with $62.3 billion.
Wow.
Oracle's Larry Ellison, $62.5 billion. He's number 7. Amancio Ortega, $62.7 billion. He has a fast fashion empire. And
okay.
I'm not quite sure what a fast fashion empire is. Number 5.
Oh, his bracket's gone.
Fifth richest. Carlos Slim, the Mexican mobile phone mogul. He is worth $64 bucks.
His real name is Carlos Slim?
Carlos Slim.
He got to play poker, doesn't he? Or pool?
That's going to be my alias when I check into Vegas hotels now.
Bernard Arnault out of Europe. He's into luxury goods. Louis Vuitton, $76 billion.
I'm not sure I've ever heard of that, dude.
Yeah.
Carlos Slim, I'm hip to.
Yep.
What's his name again?
Bernard Arnault.
Okay.
Yes. He's been popping up this list for a while now. Warren Buffett comes in at number 3 with a mere $82 billion. Bill Gates, number 2, $96 billion. No longer the richest man in the world.
He gives away a lot of money.
That's true. That is very true.
I don't like it when people get knocked for sliding down the list when they're giving away billions of dollars to charity.
And the richest on the books, the richest person on the books right now is Mr. Jeff Bezos, $131 billion, up $19 billion from last year.
Hey, and, Jeff, I got a package of tube socks supposed to be there today. Make sure they're there today.
And, all right. And on next year's list at number 11 and 12 will be him and his wife.
Yeah.
Bill Gates will be number 1 again. And his ex-wife, I should say.
One last note. Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey hosted a post-Leaving Neverland special with guest Wade Robson and James Safechuck, the two men featured in the documentary who accused Michael Jackson of sexual abuse. Robson told Oprah at one point,
"The grooming had started long before we ever met him. You know, because he was who he was. He was such a massive figure and represented himself as such an angel." And right now, I didn't have a childhood, and I love children so much. That's why I love being around children, and I want to help other children have a childhood. So long before ever meeting him the first time, so much had been set up already.
Wow.
That I was, and I think my mother, my whole family, was already surrendered before we met him.
Wow, I hadn't even thought of that angle of it.
Yeah, well, and the documentary really makes that point. And then he comes on as the one of the moms said, the most gentle, loving, kind person I've ever met. He was without malice. He was without aggression. He was without, like, anything. He was just a wounded little boy in all of his interactions. He would call mom and talk for 2 hours when he was on the road because he was lonely. Now, was that part of the grooming or just kind of a convenient offshoot of it? It's hard to say.
So that is interesting. I didn't know where he was going there at the beginning. I thought that's a stretch. No, that makes perfect sense. That's like somebody who becomes a birthday party clown because they're a pedophile. You're laying the groundwork, you know, years ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Learning how to make balloon animals so you can be around kids, for instance. God, that is really troubling. That whole, I care so much about children, and I've started a new charity, and all that crap was to get closer to little boys he could rape. God, that's sickening.
There you go. That's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Or, you know, and it's funny, certain, like, people who can't hold two thoughts in their heads, angry people have emailed about my description of the documentary. But I, you know, I'm more about understanding it than condemning it. The guy's a child rapist. We're condemning it, all right? He was such an arrested development case, I find it easy to believe he was actually concerned about children and children's charities and that sort of thing. And also, the only sort of lover he could possibly have imagine having is a child. He was so freaking damaged.
Well, speaking of holding two thoughts in your head at the same time, how do you hold those two thoughts in your head at the same time?
I know.
You care so much about children, and now you're spending all day long figuring how to rape this kid and not have his mom find out.
Do you remember perhaps a man-boy love enthusiast we knew, allegedly, no names, who had all sorts of weird rationales kicking around in his head?
Yeah. You gotta be pretty nutso. And you know the old expression, how do you sleep at night? Well, here was a child rapist who knew he was damaging these kids the way he was damaged. He couldn't sleep at night. He had to take elephant tranquilizers to get to sleep at night, which eventually killed him. God dang it, what a story. I wish he was alive to answer for it. But you are listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Wiped the footprints off my dash, tore up those sun-faded phones.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, she's fighting back on the campaign trail using her new secret weapon, the golden retriever she got in July, Bailey. Bailey has quickly emerged as the senator's top surrogate. He's got a lot in common with Senator Warren. It makes sense. He has papers that say he's a golden retriever, but he told his vet that he's 1/16th Apache Doodle.
Oh, wow. Sean, would you take that as any indication that the bloom is off the rose of Elizabeth Warren, that Colbert made a joke about her?
Well, for a while now, I feel like as soon as her big reveal, and she thought that was going to land a crushing blow, and everybody just ridiculed her. I think she's been dead on the stem since then.
Okay.
Speaking of who's up and who's down
and
on the left,
Apache Doodle.
Greenpeace co-founder calls Ocasio-Cortez a pompous little twit. The co-founder of Greenpeace called AOC a pompous little twit. Stay tuned.
I just don't know if I can handle this. I may have
PLT, baby.
I may have realtor
eyes. Yeah, she got them.
She got them realtor eyes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, she got them.
She got them.
Yeah.
Just wait for.
I can always tell by realtor eyes.
Oh, me too.
Once the calming influence of John Hockenbacher gets into the what was block and picker,
Blingin' grouper.
That's the one.
I may have aged out of being able to follow the current of these things because they're so obvious to what they are. So somebody comes on the scene and they're the greatest new thing, and everybody talks about them all the time. Then those who criticize the greatest new thing get elevated to some level, and anything they say that's critical makes the news every single day.
This guy's the co-founder of Greenpeace. Are you?
I just can't handle it.
Pompous little twit.
Seems a little harsh to me.
Bug-eyed, realtor eyes.
Oh, she got him.
She got him.
So,
yeah, Roseanne.
We got a couple of texts about the Jacko thing. You know, I think I'm fully on board with the idea of no more Jacko music.
I can live without it.
Partially because, yeah, exactly. Partially because he was a child rapist. and so much of it, as we just learned or heard from that clip, so much of his grooming, his whole act was part of the grooming. So I just his whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. The more you think about it, the more you feel that way.
And then you add in the fact that his scumbag family, and most of them are scumbags, who probably knew he was a child rapist, have made $2 billion since he died off of his music and everything. So, nah. I could be all right. There's so much good music out there. I'll be fine without any Michael Jackson.
Man, and his poor kids, suicidal and confused and torn up and everything.
Who knows what I don't have any reason to think he did anything to them, but who knows what the relationship was like with him? He was so flippin' weird and crazy.
Right.
Yeah, his daughters tried to commit suicide multiple times.
Yeah.
We got this text. I'm a therapist because I asked. So he married a couple of women.
Debbie Rowe is a dermatologist's nurse who was his breeding sow. That's a term I coined that is somewhat dismissive.
It's fairly accurate. It's not,
you know, some would say surrogate, but I found the whole thing unholy.
He never.
So unlike a loving couple that really wants a kid and has a surrogate. You can think whatever you want of that. That's different from Jacko.
And he didn't use his own DNA.
No.
He used
That's why his kids are white.
He used his dermatologist's DNA and a different woman. Who does that? Even if you hire a surrogate, usually it's so you can have some of your DNA, your sperm, if you got a working sperm.
I think it was his dermatologist's DNA and his dermatologist nurse's egg.
So he had nothing to do with it.
Well, she carried the implanted egg at least.
Other than paying for the thing, he had nothing to do with it.
Right.
Now, how he was as a dad, I don't have any idea, but he is a child rapist. He had a boy and a girl.
Clearly severely troubled.
I'm a therapist that specializes in abuse, and it's very common for men to have wives and abuse boys. So the whole, you're married to a woman, but you're into sex with guys, not even guys, boys, is not uncommon, I guess, so.
You know, and listen, just one more thought on this. When attacked, I tend to counterattack. I'm very much like Trump in that way. But the reason you want to get a full sense of a Jacko, when I say, well, he actually had a loving relationship with children, a, like, psychologically, he was actually trying to help kids. He actually cared about kids. As he was also a child rapist. Why are you defending him? Shout people who can't hold two thoughts in their heads. Because, my friend, my shouty friend, that way you see them coming. You don't get fooled. If you never find yourself saying, well, they're not a child rapist because they obviously really do care about children. You'll know Jacko was both. And you'll be better at spotting that sort of thing, okay? That's why.
What percentage of which was he, or like, was he all one at some times and the other one? Or was the whole thing, this gives me the access to the most kids so I can pick and choose which ones I can get to?
I doubt it.
I mean, Harvey Weinstein, I assume, wanted to make good movies and wanted to have the hottest new actress to be in his movie because it'd make it successful.
Yep.
And if I can get with him and put him up against the wall, I'm going to do that too.
Yeah. Jack, this may shock you, and I hate to be the guy to tell you, but I think even good people sometimes make bad decisions because of sexual desire. And so
I don't think this is a good person. So these would be bad people that sometimes made good decisions out of there's some good in them?
Well, yeah.
Because I think Jack was a bad person. Well, I think at this point it's pretty clear.
Well, yeah, I don't need to explain sexual desire to anybody, I don't think. But you have certain ideas and of yourself in the world and what you want to do and what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do and what'd be a good idea and what'd be a bad idea. And then you find yourself rethinking those ideas if you're really, really hot to trot. So, yeah, I think it's entirely possible that old Jacko veered back and forth between trying to be a good guy and helping children and then raping them and being guilty and God knows what else.
And he couldn't sleep at night, so give me the elephant tranquilizers.
Right.
What a weirdo. One of the all-time weirdos.
Right.
When you factor in the whole carving up your face and changing your skin color.
Right. Yeah. And yes, I know he had vitiligo. On the other hand, I feel like we're at risk of demonizing elephant tranquilizers. And if your elephant is not tranquil,
you got an anxious elephant,
and you need it.
It's circus season,
right? It's nervous about the upcoming shows, and you need it to be tranquil. Well, there's really one choice.
Oh, boy.
Tusk Time Elephant Tranquilizers. I'm Joe Getty for Tusk Time. Is your elephant anxious? Pacing back and forth?
Oh,
all right, that's enough. Did I mention to you the Greenpeace co-founder?
Can't get all AOC four, can't get all four feet on the little stool. That's what he's anxious about.
Oh, boy. Says she's a pompous little twit who would bring about mass death.
All right.
He thinks the Green New Deal thing is way over the top. Why are you dismissive of Patrick Moore, co-founder of Greenpeace?
I think talking about mass death seems a little over the top. Saying it's going to cost $90 trillion and it's completely unworkable is certainly an appropriate shot.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, a different tweet. He tweets a fair amount. Just asking, people of color refers to skin color, right? And one of those colors is black, right? Another's brown and yellow and red, but white is not a color, and yet black is a color. Am I missing something, or is this just slightly non-inclusive and discriminatory? Well, you don't understand the victim-oppressor way of seeing absolutely everything in the world, Patrick. And I think you would. You're standing up for oppressed whales there for a while. Interesting guy. Follow him on Twitter if you like. I'm pro-whale myself.
Remember when George Costanza joined Greenpeace to impress that girl? He was out in the ocean,
right
in the boat.
He said he was a marine biologist.
Oh, is that what that was, or is that different?
I think that was a different scam. He was running on a different girl.
He just always wanted to be a marine biologist.
Mm.
The sea was angry that day, my friend.
You got a hot 28-year-old wedding planner from San Clemente, California, in Southern California. She is going to jail. She was getting people to donate money to her because her boyfriend, the firefighter, was battling one of the catastrophic wildfires in California. He is a firefighter, and all the firefighters are begging for supplies and help. So she got thousands of dollars out of people. But she kept the money and sold the goods that she got.
Wow.
She's also been accused of faking 3 pregnancies.
Oof.
And claiming she gave birth to a stillborn child.
Oh, boy.
And worst of all, has appeared on the Dr. Phil show.
Worst of all.
Be very careful of GoFundMe sort of fundraiser things. You have practically zero recourse in anything. If they come up short of their goal or what, they get to keep whatever's in there.
The scammers out there have figured out that the GoFundMe in the hours after some sort of tragedy are people emotionally run to them really fast and
donate
money.
This chick would fake pregnancies using prosthetics, then sell the presents. Did it 3 different times.
Wow. You are listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.